Anthony Fauci warns America to not accuse China for global pandemic amid 595,000 deaths and $13 trillion cost. By Wendell Hasebo on June 4, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned the United States to not accuse China for the global pandemic that cost the country $13 trillion and more than 595,000 deaths. I mean, obviously, you want openness and cooperation. He said on MSNBC Thursday about understanding where the virus originated. One of the ways you can get it is don't be accusatory. I think the accusatory part about it is only going to get them to pull back even more, he doubled down. Meanwhile, Fauci said May 25 the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research support in relation to the origin of the flu. Fauci's email scandal shows Fauci scrambled February 1, 2020, to know if the United States had any potential role in funding coronavirus research abroad. Biden's Director of National Intelligence, DNI, stated May 27 that coronavirus originating from a Chinese lab exists within the realm of possibility. On June 3, Fauci finally asked China to release medical records of the Wuhan lab workers to confirm Donald Trump's intelligence report from more than a year ago. Fauci's request came as former White House coronavirus testing czar Admiral Brett Giroir said Thursday there is no data to support Fauci's claim of the flu evolved from nature. Former President Donald Trump also stated Thursday that China should pay $10 trillion in reparations to the United States for coronavirus deaths and destruction. China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they have caused, Trump wrote. The United States now owes China, according to the U.S. Treasury Department in June of 2020, $1.07 trillion in debt obligations. The Chinese Communist Party has yet to take responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic that killed millions around the world.